Lawson here with CE Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Bob Gallman from the Louisiana Credit Union League. You're the president of the league. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm enjoying it very much. It hasn't been a long time, but what time it's been, it's been great.
Awesome. Awesome. And it's a great part of the country, too. I mean, the food there is awesome. The people are awesome. So it doesn't get much better than Louisiana, that's for sure.
You're right. Exactly.
And we're talking about something equally as cool here. You guys have a savings account program. It's called Pays to Save. It's called the Lucky oh my gosh. We practiced this before the recording.
Lucky Lanyap.
Lucky Lanyap. That's it. I mean, I apologize to all Louisianans out there for my butchering of the name. So Lucky Lanyap savings account program. It pays to save. So can you tell me about this program? What's it all about?
Yes. Now, this the program is part of a national program as far as the different leagues attempting to get it passed in their state legislatures. But it's a prize-linked savings. So that says a lot of things. What it really means is that the program allows for members to come in and set up a very specific savings program at the credit union. And that program is then tied to an incentive-based type of addition to it, which says we have the opportunity to win prizes from time to time based on drawings, but it's not at the detriment of the interest that's earned on the account.
Right. So it's a great idea.
It's the concept is a little bit like if you could go out and buy lottery tickets and for nothing.
So. Oh, all right, count me in.
Yes, it's an excellent program, a very very good program.
Right on. So why are you offering it to credit unions and for their members? What's the what kind of started it all here?
Well, the whole idea is to reach out to the thousands and thousands of members who are having trouble developing and keeping some sort of an emergency savings account, something that would help them along and keep them from falling into, say, a payday loan trap. And so the idea was if we could get it passed through the laws and allow for there to be some sort of an incentive other than the normal incentive of saving money and having a fund available, but to be able to incent them to do this. And while it's not truly the size of a lottery type winnings, it is a very positive thing, and that it's no cost to that member.
Awesome.
So some of the other benefits of that is the member then is more open to learning about new products, new things that the credit union can provide for them to financially. It also is something that will bring new members into the credit union, just incentive of having something at the institution, and giving the opportunity for the credit union to have the opportunity to talk about additional products and services, so cross-selling other product that the member may need. So I think at this point it's taken off and going quite well.
Now, it sounds like there's a lot of upside here.
It is. When we started off, we have just started it off this year. We got it passed through the legislature last year.
Right.
And thanks to our friends and lobbying efforts. And but anyway, we started off with 13 credit unions participating. So the credit union has to participate in the program. And the 13 credit unions participated. It started off this year. And I was just looking a minute ago. They're up right now. Total number of the open accounts is just under 600.
Wow!
They've actually saved just under $100,000 so far in total. So it's working.
Yeah.
It is working, and it's starting to catch on more and more. So as credit unions see the value and hear the success of what it's doing for other credit unions, I think they'll come on board across the state.
Agreed.
And I can say there are other leagues that have implemented a program similar. And so My understanding is they also are seeing some fantastic results.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so let's kind of get in the weeds a little bit here. How exactly does it work? How does the incentive program, do you save a certain amount each month and then you're rewarded for that? Or how does it work exactly?
You set it up with, in our program, set up with a minimum of $20.
Okay.
And then the prize, it's prize drawings. So you have to do the $20 on a regular basis. And then what happens is, every so often, and you set it up, we have it where there's 10 monthly, this year will be 10 monthly drawings of $100.
Mm-hmm.
And so members, 10 members will win that. Then there are two drawings per calendar quarter of $1,000 each. All right, so that's another opportunity. And then a special drawing, and we had a special drawing in honor of the senator who had helped us, Senator Ed Price in our state. Really kind of drove home this whole idea and carried it for us. So we did a special drawing in his name for $1,000.
Oh, wow.
And then also a grand prize drawing every year of $5,000. So you see there are different levels, but opportunity for more than just one person,
mm-hmm.
say like many times in a lottery, to win. And someone will win every time there's a drawing. So, again, it's spread out. But it's that just that enough incentive to let every member know that whether they win a prize drawing or not, they have won. Because
exactly.
They have plenty of stuff.
Even if they don't win, they still win. Yeah.
They still, exactly.
Right, because they're saving money for saving it for a rainy day or some sort of emergency or something like that.
I mean, it's a simple concept. Yeah. It's one that I know some of the other countries have had similar type of incentive programs mm-hmm. for savings. For a number of years, and for a while back, I can recall groups of folks over here going over and taking a look at those programs to try to find out what could we do here in the States mm-hmm. to provide something very similar. So finally, it's here, and I think there certainly appears to be no harm. There's been no problems yeah. with the program. Yeah. It's an excellent program to foster the continued development and the growth of credit unions, especially when you have some of those smaller credit unions.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and that leads me to my next question here: is what are your goals with this program? Obviously, spread the word and encourage savings. Are there any other goals you guys have in mind?
Well, our goal is to promote the program around our state to all of the credit unions. We would love to see the number of credit unions enrolled in the program to double and triple over the next year and a half. Mm-hmm. So that, again, an idea that's proven to be successful will be even more successful as we continue to bring credit unions on and more members are involved in that. I mean, I believe that at some point, if you penetrate a good penetration of your credit unions and your membership in your area or state, then what will actually take place is you can then really receive a quite a bit of publicity outside of just our credit unions.
Yeah.
As that program starts to be known elsewhere, I can assure you that the popularity and the name of credit unions, mm-hmm. once again, will have a very big star next to it.
Yeah, exactly. I can see the headline, you know, Sarah Jones wins $5,000 for, you know, in a savings program at ABC Credit Union, you know, headline in the local paper. My gosh, that's great.
Right. At no cost. No cost of her interest. It is essentially, it's not a cost. It's like getting lottery tickets free in some sense.
It's a lot.
But yes, I think right now it's to be able to spread the word
yeah.
of the success that we're having and the success that's happening at the member level.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is enough.
Yeah.
Move it along.
Yeah. It sounds like it could be infectious in a really good way. Cause when you see one person went, wow, let's check that out. I mean, it just adds value to the credit union that much more. So
yes, absolutely. And I like I say, I know that there are a number of states who have taken the efforts, the lobbying efforts to get it passed in their states mm-hmm. and their areas. And I'm sure they are seeing the results as well.
Yeah.
And so, but it's we got a long ways to grow. And so that's exactly what we're doing. We're putting the word out. We're going around to the credit unions. We're showing them the detail. We're actually promoting it. And I think that anything worthwhile, it just takes a little effort and time, and you'll get it rolling. Then it'll be like a ball going down the hill.
That's right. A snowball going down the hill, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Hey, Bob, wrap-up question here for you. So where can credit unions go, in particular Louisiana credit unions, go to find out more about this program? I assume the league's website?
Absolutely. Okay. You hit it right on the head there. Go to the website. Look for it under Lucky Land Yap.
Okay.
And again, here in Louisiana, that's an easy word, and it comes natural. And it's understood. So that's good. Good.
Right on.
But go to our website or give us a call here at the league. Again, we go out and around to the chapters and the credit unions promoting it. And so, but if they hear about it, yes, absolutely call into the league office or look on the website at under the Lucky Land Yap program.
Gotcha.
And the general term of it is a prize linked savings.
Okay. Very cool. It sounds like a no brainer to me. I mean, this is just, again, there's so much upside here. You can't lose. So very cool stuff. Good stuff. All right, Bob. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate the time and keep up the good work. Maybe we'll check in down the road, see how it's going.
Please do. Thank you very much. We'll keep you up to date.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.